India is home to over 70 million persons with disabilities. Due to physical, societal and attitudinal barriers, many are denied access to livelihood opportunities. As a result, persons with disabilities are trapped in a cycle of poverty. Social organizations across the world are constantly working to address these social inequalities. And one such organization is Enable India. For more than 25 years, Enable India has been working to ensure equal opportunities for people with disabilities. Let's have a look at their inspiring work.
Welcome to Enable India.
Enable India, a non-profit organization, was founded by Shanti Raghavan and Dipesh Sotaria in 1999. Enable India has been working for the economic independence and dignity of people with disability. Enable India is considered a pioneer in promoting livelihood opportunities for people with disabilities. The organization has opened up over 410 job roles across 34 sectors. It has developed more than 12 models and frameworks that are used in training. These are focused on skilling individuals with disabilities for employment and also making them into exclusive leaders, or as Enable India likes to call them, includable leaders, capable of driving change. Enable India's influence extends beyond India, spanning Africa, Asia, Europe and America. For example, Enable Vani is a rural social networking platform that uses IVR technology to connect communities through interactive audio recordings.
The job is ready, the person is ready, but because of some barrier, they are not able to get the job done. And this is where we call it the workplace solution. We created workplace solutions and we started working on how do we enable various companies to hire and all that, and with that the whole journey started. And the first decade, basically, we started seeing that companies found that they were coming back to us for more and more people. We started creating alliances, Disability NGOs Alliance, where about 210 NGOs are now working together. We started building platforms, so platforms where basically people can reach out. We also created our own capacity building. So we need to build our organization structure, and very proud that basically we have 50% of our persons in the staff are persons with disability. As humans, if we just kind of think little beyond the obvious, I think that's where we can bring in dignity for all of us.
To work towards its vision, Enable India also aims to build digital, social and human capital in the disability sector to facilitate its growth. The aim of digital capital is to link providers of accessible services and products to the disability-related demand. A strong digital presence that is inclusive of people with disabilities is crucial for this to succeed. Enable India's digital presence is also seen in its initiatives like Blimey, which is a cloud-based digital learning platform made by and for people with vision disabilities. It enables them to master computers. One of Enable India's goals is to make the existing DPI more purple aware, that is, be inclusive of people with disabilities. DPI, or Digital Public Infrastructure, is a set of online platforms and systems that help people gain digital access to various goods and services. This will further unlock the potential of the emerging purple economy.
And we are calling it the purple economy, where persons with disability getting integrated into society actually can give rise to millions of jobs, just like the healthcare sector. And because each person will be deriving their own value, they will be enabling more businesses. So we are actually planning to start a foundation for purple economy. And this is not about Enable India. It's about getting all the allies, all the stakeholders, not only in the country, but across the globe, working towards this.
And moving forward, human capital is about addressing the shortfall in experts and professionals working in the disability sector. Enable India hopes to achieve this through two approaches. Firstly, by fostering knowledge and skills in individuals with the right attitude and mindset. And secondly, by making the sector aspirational with competitive salaries and supportive work environments. When it comes to any sector-wide change, collaboration is critical. And that is where social capital plays a crucial role. So by building collectives through partnerships between various stakeholders like NGOs, schools, government organizations and people with disabilities, it is possible to solve these problems together and share information. And it also prevents duplication of effort. This will create new job opportunities and inclusive communities for people with disabilities. and also enable them to tackle the shortage of accessible services and products, which often tends to hinder the sector from reaching its potential.
All of us know that there are solutions out there, from the grassroots level to corporates to governments. And what makes it so difficult is that it's hard to find the solutions at the tip of your fingertips. But what Enable India hopes to do is to really eliminate a lot of these barriers for people with disabilities.
When digital and human capital grows large enough to interact equitably with social capital, true systemic and sustainable changes can be seen.
Hello, I am Akanksha from Thane, Maharashtra. I am a deaf artist and an Instagram influencer. While growing up, I faced many communication barriers due to a lack of access to Indian Sign Language. After my mother passed away during COVID, I got an opportunity to join the Soapstone Fellowship. Before joining, I didn't know what Soapstone means. Being a part of the fellowship has helped me transform. It has made me confident and learn about other disabilities. I am currently interning at MAP, Museum of Art and Photography, in their conservation department. The work in conservation involves a blend of art and science. I feel really fortunate to be the first deaf woman in India working in the field of conservation. This is a big responsibility to manage, for which I feel both proud and nervous. Having said that, I would like to keep going.
When I'm 3 years old, so my family understand, they're able to know that I have got disease with, as called retinoblastoma. In 2006, I got retina detachment. So for that reason, from last, you can say from 2006, I'm totally vision impairment for me. In 2016, they have, Enable India had did one training in Calcutta. So I'm a part of that training called TOT. Right now, as I told, I'm working in a fintech company. It's a digital payment company.
When I was growing up, I was always told I, as a visually impaired, can only become a music teacher. When I was doing my master's is when I realized that I needed to become independent to be able to continue to do my studies. Through my cousin, I came to know about Enable India, joined Enable India as a student, grew up in the ladder. I think it has been 14 years journey at Enable India, and today I manage Urban Livelihood Mission as Executive Director and also a trustee.
Throughout the years, Enable India has been recognized for its significant contributions to the sector and society and has also received prestigious accolades. Amongst them is the National Award conferred by the former President of India, Pratibha Patil, and the Zero Project International Award. The organization was also selected as the sole Indian and Asian partner for Valuable 500 to advance disability inclusion globally. Shanti Raghavan and Dipesh Sutaria, the co-founders, were honored as the Social Entrepreneurs of the Year in 2019, and this is a national recognition. In 2020, they were further acknowledged as the Social Innovators of the Year, a global accolade. Both were awarded by the Schwab Foundation. Enable India was also granted the GuideStar Platinum Seal in the year 2021. They are also certified by the Credibility Alliance for Good Governance. Driven by their values, Enable India has impacted more than 4 lakh individuals till date. Due to their interventions, about 70 to 80% of persons with disabilities are not only economically self-sufficient, but are also actively supporting their families. Their work extends across 1,050 locations in the country.
So today I think we say that whether you have one disability, two, three, we've seen people working and being productive. So today we actually say that if you have breath, you have value.
The teams are united by a passion for making a difference in the lives of people with disabilities and also building a world where accessibility is the norm. Through their extensive efforts, Enable India is working towards a future where India takes the lead in disability inclusion globally.